Yes, yes. Welcome back in. Welcome back in. It's a lunch break. I'm filling in for Ray Nitty. We got Maybe Shannon on the line. What's up, y'all? It's the only show brave enough to say what the group chat's already saying out loud. I'm your host, Manan Sabir, and today we are blessed because Shannon is in the building. What's up? Say something
what's
to the
up,
people.
What's up?
What's up, Shannon? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You up early today. You normally get in there around what? What time the Grapevine start?
1 o'clock.
1
hey,
to 4?
Look, I get in probably just before 1 o'clock.
Yo, look, listen. We got you here early today.
Man, what? Ray, where you at? Call in from the bat phone.
The bat phone. Yo, the bat line.
Bat line. How you feeling?
We got to put the signal out. Man, feeling good. It's Friday, I think. Look, yeah, it's Friday, y'all.
It's Friday, man. Yeah,
it's
man.
It's a good day.
It is.
When you hear Friday, you like, you know what?
What?
Yeah.
It's going down. It like we there's so much in the news today. Like I'm interested. It's gotten me interested.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm gonna let you feel me in. Can you feel me in?
Was that from the B2K Pretty Ricky? I don't know
absolutely
any songs from
not.
B2K.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry,
dude.
What? What happened? What?
Can you feel me in?
I'm trying to feel you in. Like I'm.
No, the song.
Did you?
I'm gonna sing you that song later, but. I did watch the verses, and that is
you
not
watched
a
whole
song.
Hour and 30 minutes of the verses.
Man, I had to. I was so first and foremost.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't even know Apple. Like, there's so many streaming services out here, yeah. Right? I'm tired of it. We need to write a petition or something.
I'm over it.
It's too many. I don't know. They gotta somebody gotta join somebody else. There's too many streaming services.
Yeah.
And they expect you to pay this person this, pay that person that. Listen, y'all need to just get on cable again. I'm getting tired of it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a real conversation.
What like off of like what type of cable though? You know, like Ruco or
listen.
What's Roku? Roku? Rock?
Roku?
Rocko? What's the name of that streaming? that proves I just got my computer at home. I just
see,
watch it
literally
on my computer.
That's how I operate. That's why I was happy I was able to watch it because it was on Apple TV. Apple has their own streaming service now. Like,
oh,
come on, man. Versus
yeah,
even
do.
Has their own streaming service.
Yes.
I was like Googling, like, how do I watch this? And it said on Apple Music. I'm like, on Apple, wait, where I listen to my music?
Yes.
It's just frustrating. I understand the woes of our elders, man, because I'm sick of it. Stop changing stuff.
They do. They change a lot. You know, if you go through all your streaming services, you're probably, if you like pay for all the streaming services, you're probably paying for, you know, 6 to 7 of them. Prime Video, Tubi. Do people pay for Tubi too?
I don't think so. I wonder if you could like get like a premium Tubi package. But I think Roku and Tubi might be like the free ones.
Disney, Hulu, all that. Yeah, those
Netflix. They some bullies. They didn't went up on their prices again.
They went up to what? Did
remember
they
it was
again?
$2. Yeah, my mom said they went up to like $40 or something. They told her.
Oh,
I was like,
nah.
What? It wouldn't have just like $10.
Oh no! Nah.
I was like, cancel it, mom. We don't have to thug it out.
She canceled it.
I think she did because I think.
Dang, Shannon, where you at? We can't
she
even
knew.
Find you.
I feel like she was only keeping the Netflix subscription because she knew other people was kind of using it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, dude, just cancel it. They went up again. You don't even watch it. Just get rid of it.
Netflix start crashing out on people who start using your Netflix subscription. I think I had probably like 5-6 people on my Netflix subscription at one point.
They bogus. No. They start sending a message to the screen like, are you blah blah blah? Answer
yes.
from your email.
Yes.
Like, they said, we not playing with you.
We need to know who out there has 85 people on their Netflix subscription that they about to cancel. Because I want to know.
For real.
How many people at one point did you have on your Netflix subscription? You seem pretty private though.
Who, me? I don't like to bother people, and I don't like people to bother me about stuff like that. Like, hey, stay up off of my stuff. Because if somebody else get my password, somebody else get that password, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, all y'all getting logged out.
Oh, man.
You got to be strict with these folks. Look, you will log in one day and can't even get in your own stuff because people didn't look. You don't need this. They'll push you out your own account.
Or they mess up your algorithm. You know, like, you got the old...
For real?
You like, man, what? Man, I had an algorithm where it was, like, nothing but action and stuff like that. I didn't want rom-coms, none of that. And then somebody got on there and started, like, I think it was... I had my Netflix logged into some hotel. And then I think somebody... What? I didn't log back out. And somebody Netflixed my algorithm to all African movies. Like, Nigerian films.
You was like, hold on. What's going on here? Wait,
time out. I don't.
How do you even I'm get not on from that Lagos. Side of Netflix?
I mean, wait, I could possibly minute. Be. If you look at my daddy, he could possibly look like he's from Lagos. But I mean, they messed up.
But you like, I wouldn't watch these movies. Look, I would need the subtitles.
Right.
Look.
Now they got these other crazy movies out from and the movies are getting actually really good. So mind you, wound up kind of continuing that algorithm. I started watching some of the African movies, and
now you stuck.
Now I'm stuck.
Now
I'm stuck hooked
on that side.
Look, you, hey,
it's like, well,
yeah, you, I, you know,
you wanted something,
right? You know, I was looking on the news today, and I was embarrassed. You know why I was embarrassed, Shannon?
I was embarrassed
because we have a fantastic Capitol building, like White House. You know, it's kind of nice. It, you know, it was built Washington D.C. If you don't know, was built by a black man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, built by a black man. So if you look up, you know who was the architect of Washington D.C. It was built by a black man. I forgot if somebody knows, please put that in the chat. Somebody knows the black man that built Washington D.C. Please put it in the chat. But Donald Trump had a reflecting pool put in Washington D.C. Like it's a pool. You know, it was already there. Then he had a reflecting pool. So they put all these, these chemicals in the pool and so on and so forth. And then he basically spent, I think, $16 million painting the pool blue. $16 million. Now, mind you, it takes for I used to have a pool and I used to clean the pool out and all this other stuff. It took probably about $1,000 at the beginning of the season. But Benjamin Banneker, that's right. Somebody said in the chat, Benjamin Banneker, that's his name. He's the one who developed the architecture behind Washington, D.C. So to continue on the story, Donald Trump spent about $16 million painting the pool blue. He said the pool would be bulletproof. He also said that it would be knife proof. He said if you had a knife, you couldn't even cut it. So fast forward, not even 2 months ago, this man is at a press conference telling reporters somebody cut a 350-foot gash in his knife-proof pool in Washington, D.C. So the reports
went. And isn't he like...
Go ahead.
Isn't he trying to blame like vandalism for why it's actually overgrown with like algae and it's actually not blue? It's in fact puke green, like the Ninja Turtles about to pop up out of there.
Hey, I think Michelangelo.
Ain't you trying to blame that too? Like, sir.
Hey, I think. Yo, the Ninja Turtles though.
it's Ninja Turtle green. Like, it looked like some stuff from the sewers of New York for real.
Ooh.
And then like he's over there like trying to blame everything else but science. Like, I'm pretty sure when he painted the pool, like a bunch of scientists came forward like, this is a really bad idea. Like,
it
you
is
should not do this.
It is. When I
now
go ahead.
That is gross. it's always somebody else. It's always something else, mm-hmm. right? It's never consequences of my own actions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, when I have my pool, the common rule for any type of water is when water sits still and there's bacteria in the water, what happens to the water? It becomes contaminated, period. Hey, y'all, we'll be right back with we're in the lunch break with I'm your host right now. I'm filling in for Ray, Manon, Sabir, and we have maybe Shannon. Let's take a break.
Don't let summer pass you by. Turn it all the way up at Summerfest. The music, the moments, the memories you'll replay all year long. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 18th through July 4th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
In Milwaukee County, equity means making sure everyone has a real chance to thrive. That's why...
Welcome back to the lunch break. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, filling in for Ray Nitty. And we have our buddy.
Maybe Shannon.
Maybe
he Shannon. Our buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. My buddy. Remember that? My buddy. You don't remember that? I'm too old. Never mind.
It's okay.
He's like, right. Stop the record. Yo, listen. I was like, So it was a dial. Yo, man, my buddy?
It was kind of like what Chucky Doll was based on, pretty much, ain't it? That was one of the first, like, my buddy, like, yeah. It was like the life size as you was going to get in the 80s, you know? But
it came out during that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It came out during that time. Mm-hmm. Like, same thing. I got when people figure out that was some cool marketing, like Chucky Dow. That was some really cool marketing. They made a movie and then pulled out the dials. Oof.
Man. Yeah, they snapped.
Yo, so today we're talking about the reflecting pool disaster. And looking at it, it's a mess. It's a complete mess. So they promised.
Even the paint is peeling.
Yes.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
It's paint chips floating around.
Yes.
So ghetto. the White House is the trap house for sure.
Man, they probably. It's been 500 days since old boy's been in. I call him old boy. He don't even deserve. But it's been 500 days since he's been in office. And they've had, like, I think it was close to 30 different types of scandals and also 30 different types of scandals and what would you call it? Criminal offenses or what seem to be criminal offenses. I call them criminal offenses. And
insane.
And they continued on. Like, for example, you know, like you're kind of defrauding the American government. You look at how this was supposed to come in. Trump said it would be like $1.5 to $2 million, which is still too much. And the final bill came in at $16 million. So that's, you know, that's more than seven times the original cost. But I wonder who got that contract, because it was a no-bid contract. Like, nobody could bid on it. They just gave it to somebody who they knew needed the cash.
Who they wanted to give the money to. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to pick. And now we're here. And my thing with that is, like, now it costs that much money to make that happen.
Right.
It's horrible. Now it has to be fixed. So now we're going to be out millions more.
Yes. Millions more. And people are running around. The people that are cleaning it are running around with, I think it was the dirty algae pool team. They got, like, signs on their back with, like, dirty algae or something like that on their back. Cleaning the pool.
And what's crazy is I've seen that recently. Like, now they're like, because he's trying to, what is it, deflect?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually trying to arrest people and say they're contaminating the pool. They're the ones making this happen.
Yeah.
People that are literally just there to visit
and
like picking up pieces of paint. Like, yeah, I'm digging my hand in there to figure out what's going on in there.
Right.
But they're arresting them like, oh, you're contaminating it. So now he, like I said, now it's everybody else, not the consequences of my own actions, even though we've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
Even before, they were trying to deny that the pool was bad, deny that it was green.
Right.
Now you can't deny it no more. Now we just gonna blame people that are coming to observe this massive mess up.
It's so weak. I think they arrested about six people, but not only did they arrest six people, they arrested a former Olympian too. So, you know, they're making America great again. They're arresting people who are, you know, I guess, naturalized citizens. And then they arrest an Olympian on the 250th anniversary of America, the founding of America, quote unquote. It's foul.
Foul.
It's always something with them folks, ain't it?
Yeah.
And always then, something.
And then he claims a ninja cut a 350-foot slit. In the pool. Like, what's the pool made out of, man? It's sad.
And you're telling me it's this 350 feet is a long cut. You telling me nobody noticed that happening?
Right.
You telling me that's not surveillance enough to notice even somebody cutting for a little bit. 350 feet.
So you just,
they got away with it.
You just sneak in. You sneak in at night. Past Capitol Police, and you just cut 350 feet into a pool. Man, get out of here. He tripping. Yeah. He just want more money.
But you got people that are like, yeah, they've been vandalizing. They have been doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Ducks won't even get in the pool. I saw a video of like a duck and her baby sitting next to the pool. They won't even get in there. It's just sad.
They was probably like, talking to each other like, nah, you getting in? Nah, am I ain't getting in? Are you expect me to get in?
I ain't getting in there.
What? Yeah. Donald Trump
come back a
took
mutant.
A leak in there or something.
Something crazy going on in there.
Took a leak in
Animals
the pool.
Animals know better.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's causing the algae problem. Experts say that it could be rising water temperatures and worsening the bloom. So the bloom of the algae. So, which is something that could have come out of like in a standard review process. So, this just wasn't done, you know, by somebody, right? It can't be done. It's just something that happens when you try to paint water. You just try to paint water, man. So I don't know. It's
like I said, plenty of scientists came out and was like, that's a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And he's like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, we got the Green Lagoon.
It's the Green Lagoon. You can't even throw any. They're arresting anybody because you know how you could go past water. And I don't know if you've been to D.C.?
Mm-mm.
So Washington, D.C.
I have not.
Yeah, it's that area. I'm pretty sure that long of water, people have probably thrown like lots of coins in there and all kinds of stuff. So you know how you go walk past, you make a wish, you put the coin in. Like you can't even do that.
Yeah.
Like you're getting, you know, roasted by the Capitol Police for trying to put in, you know, something that you feel is something valuable. You know what I'm saying?
Because now they're saying it's vandalism and they're the ones causing this issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I think what he's trying to do, honestly, is he's trying to, like, as you said, one, deflect, but two, line the pockets of the people that he has in place, especially in D.C. This, I think it's all part of his cronyism. And if it makes sense, he's gonna send the dollars to it, period. You know what I'm saying?
That's insane.
Yeah.
I wonder I just wonder what America will look like in a few years. Like when he's out of office, when and if that happens, I just wonder like what it will look like. You know what I mean? Like, he been doing whatever. It'll like back to back. Like you said. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
Literally, I'm
worse
like,
to worser.
It's only been 500 days, y'all. Like, that is wild. As many like things that have gone on, as much corruption that has been happening, like
yeah.
Man.
I wonder what his wife thinks.
This might be a third world country.
Man, we hey look.
She thinks
if the pool in Washington, D.C. has algae, I can just imagine what the rest of this water gonna look like in a couple years. We gonna be out of order. Man, they already messed up it's in Milwaukee and Flint. We had the cryptosporidium. We had the lead in Flint. Man, we in
They're
trouble.
They're literally gutting all these programs and play things are flowing correctly.
Yep.
And things are not flowing correctly.
They're not. I remember like being young and having to deal with like the cryptosporidium issue, and that was real. People were literally getting sick. And imagine now I guess we have better technology to monitor water, but if you think back, we are having some major issues. We had some major issues back then. We're still having those types of major issues now. We have a caller on. Okay. Al, what's up?
Well, you know, if black people give white man his guy back, they will be untouchable.
Mm.
But black people don't want to give a white man his guy back because this guy ain't never did nothing for us. Think about it. What has white man's guy done for any black people? Because this show ain't parted water. Oh. And you got everything going up on the shores in Florida. It ain't stopped racism, but let me take that back because I do think God is color struck. Because every time they get blessed, we lose. But they tell the blacks, get your heaven after death. Because, see, when you're dead and you're rotting in the casket, it's no use to give you no heaven anyway because it's already hell and heaven anyway. But I got a question for you, Sabir.
What's up?
If you was his wife, what would you want him to do? What would you think? And I want to hear from deep down in your heart.
Well, I ain't no woman, so, you know, deep down in my heart, I don't know what I would say if I was.
You don't have to be a woman.
Okay.
You don't have to be a woman.
I'm going to ask you. I'm gonna humor you right now. If I knew somebody that was his wife, I would advise them that they need to help him get himself some help. He needs real life
help. Why would you advise somebody to get somebody some help? Why would you do that in the damage y'all done?
Oh, you're right.
So I'm saying
maybe they need to get him and her out of the White House.
Okay, so if you was his wife, or let me
you
change it up.
On me, Al. Man.
If it was your wife and you had an unforgiving spirit, they made outside babies, they slept with everybody in your bed, they were still in your face and you carry their last name, and you got to look at them every day, listen to them breathe and fart every night, and look at the kids that you created, how would you feel?
I would leave.
Speak from your heart.
I would leave. I would leave. Guaranteed. I'll be gone.
You wouldn't have no hate. You wouldn't want them to fall off a cliff, fall on a butcher knife.
Hey,
nothing.
I pack my carpet bag and bounce.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Al. Y'all, don't go anywhere. Bye-bye. When we come right back, we're going to switch gears because the verses happened last night. The verses. And Pretty Ricky just gave B2K they edges back. Like,
huh?
Yeah, exactly. In a bag. So stay with us on lunch break.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Trey. How you gonna come up with something like this, man? Yeah. When this come on, they gonna be like, Red zones.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey.
Where you at?
All right, we're back with Lunch Break. Me, Manon Sabir, and maybe Shannon. We're about to get into the verses because the internet has not calmed down since last night. It is fire. And honestly, neither have I. Since learning about this verses, I mean, it went down. Shannon,
man.
What's up?
Who you have your money on? That's what I want to know. Talking about what's up. Whose side you was on before we start talking.
Before we get into all of that, man, I want to just make sure we tell people to call us, text us, hit us on the social 833-212-1017 because we want to know, did you know back in May that Trump that he couldn't make the pool thing work? Did y'all know? Because if y'all knew, y'all need to tell us. And did you watch Versus last night? Because the lines are open. The lines are open. So, Shannon, I had my money on Pretty Ricky.
Oh, yeah. That's where anybody else is delusional.
Yeah. Of course, man,
seriously.
I wonder who had their money on B2K. Like, come on.
I saw a few people on Facebook saying they are B2K fans.
Call them out.
And that is completely fine.
Call them out.
Listen, you're going to have me, listen, I'm already tussling in my comments every day. Been fighting all my life on Facebook,
fighting
okay?
All my life. Today. I had to fight.
Facts. So I ain't going to call them out by name, but I've seen them and I want them to know I see you. Mm. And you crazy. It's delusion. It's okay to say I'm a fan of something. I'm a fan of myself, but that don't mean I can go toe-to-toe with Pretty Ricky.
Hey, look.
I can't. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? Like,
go ahead.
It's delusion. Like, I also do feel like B2K is one of those bands that, like, was around way longer. So people feel that, like, they feel that loyalty toward them, right? Like, they like, you know, I gotta root for the home team. I can't go against them. Maybe they're going to pull something out their pocket. All I could remember from them is Bum Bum Bum. That's it.
Mm. Ashe, like, sister.
Do you remember any other songs?
Man, no. I know Icebox by Omarion.
Yeah. Exactly. That man started playing features. It got real nasty. I was like, bro, that ain't even your song. That's a song you were featured on. That's horrible. And
dang.
Five other people was featured on that. When he started playing, what song? And I'm supposed to be, and she ain't going home where you're supposed to be. You know that song?
Yeah, I know that
I'm
song.
Off. I know I'm off beat. I know. But yeah, like there's 10 people on that song, and you start playing that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That ain't even your song. I think you had the last verse. That's when you know he brought his son on stage.
He
tried
brought
to
his
turn
kid
it into
on stage.
A kids pop concert.
Oh.
Man, little man was off key. What? I'm like, bro, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Oh, man. He took an L.
There's too much going on over there.
He
Fizzle
took an
Pop
L.
was singing with him.
Who?
Wasn't he just married to his baby mama, Lil Fizz?
Lil Fizz was married to Omarion baby mama?
They was together for a very long time recently, like a few years ago. They was rocking and rolling.
What? Oh. This is,
look it up.
This is sad.
But it was a lot going on with that plate. Yeah, they you know what? What I will say is at least all of them were there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm proud of, what is his name? The one that had like some mental health issues going on. Who was that? The one that was
Oh, I remember I don't know the names, man. Look, but yeah. I remember him. Yeah, that was
he was a little off for a while, and he was alleging
mm-hmm.
that some of their management and teams and all types of stuff was you know, diddling them. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like it ain't far fetched after what
diddling.
We've been hearing lately, but
yeah, there he was fondling with.
Gotta
them.
Look it up.
Oof.
Yeah.
Zach, you don't make it any better.
Wasn't supposed to.
It was.
You're trying to just put it into
the
perspective.
The truth shall set you free.
Instigating,
man.
Throwing gasoline on the fire.
Yeah, that was a whole gas station.
Yeah, they had a lot going on, but I will say, anybody that thought they was gonna win is crazy, delusional, and just thought they would win because they've been around longer.
Yeah,
which just ain't the case.
Yeah,
man,
that's crazy, man.
The Feds did a sweep. Pretty Ricky swept them.
Yo, so
that was crazy.
And this is what I'm thinking. Like, the reason why I actually did Pretty Ricky over B2K is because I know them dudes out of Florida, man, they come with it. They, you know, it seems like it seems like I summed it up like this. It seemed like B2K recorded they did their rehearsal in a basement, and Pretty Ricky did they rehearsal on the beach. Miami Beach. Yeah. It was like, you know what? Y'all just come out. We just gonna rehearse. We gonna put on our outfits. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna Yeah, they did it though. Mm. They probably did their thing. But they said,
I feel like,
go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I feel like Pretty Ricky genuinely does, like, they carry, like, not to show my age, my middle school years, high school, they carry. Like, they were everywhere. They were hit after hit after hit. A lot of that stuff was no skips.
Right.
It was just like, it was what a time to be alive, you know? Mm. It was back when life was easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you hear New Shoes on the Ride rolling down 95.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you just feel like you in Miami. Like, you just, hey, New Shoes on the Ride. Hey, come on, man. You hear, yes, sir.
Yep.
Stop playing. 90... Like, come on, man.
Man, what? It's crazy because, and here's the thing. You've been to Miami, of course. And when you first get off in the airport, you drive, you head towards the beach, you're like, there's nothing in the world that matters more than that ride right there. Because once you pass over the bridge, you're like, all right, I'm there. Mm. It's a wrap.
Yep.
It's a wrap. Life gets better, right? As soon as you hit that beach. And it's like everything opens up. But then you think about B2K and they're like in the basement.
Right. I will say their outfits was better. I'll give them that. I like their outfits better.
The B2K outfits? You a fashionista, so I don't even know. You can have that one.
During the verses, because
you won.
What I will give them is, look, they couldn't out hit them. They couldn't be like, oh, we got more hits. That wasn't gonna happen, and it didn't happen.
Right.
They can't. And then they tried to like throw some Omarion songs on there when he wasn't even with the group.
Mm.
But Pleasure P also has some songs where he wasn't with the group that really hit too, and he ain't even have to do that. So that's how they lost, because Pleasure could have went hit for hit with Omarion if they was doing that.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when it comes down to Sexy Spec, he got the moves.
Mm-hmm.
He do be dancing.
Omarion can dance.
We can dance too.
Hey.
Omarion be percolating, man. Ain't nobody got time for that. So if they want to go dance for dance, they can do that too.
But Omarion will win that one.
B2K. Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
Basement.
Man.
That's their name. Basement to the roof.
B2R. What I will say.
Yeah.
They did take better care of themselves throughout the years. If they go to the doctors and see who took better care.
Wow, you said that.
Pretty Ricky was, they was out of shape.
Them
outfits was tight.
Listen.
They don't look like the posters no more. Spectacular had to be the energy. He had to do all the dance.
Hey, Biko said, who was Pretty Ricky, dude? Biko said, who was Pretty Ricky?
What?
Oh, man. Come on now. Oh, man. Dude. During the verses.
Get him.
One of the B2K members said he looked like a swollen red.
He said he looked like a what? He said he looked like a what?
He said a swollen red tampon.
Hell no.
So I was like, all right, y'all got them there. Look, if it was who kept themselves together
red
better.
Tampon?
That's they said it, not me, okay? That's what they said. And I was like, you know what? Y'all did keep y'all figures. I will say that. Y'all did keep working out. Y'all cared about what y'all looked like. And Pretty Ricky probably just was chilling.
They didn't do
the gym thing.
You don't realize how important it is to eat in Florida. You do, but most people don't. Especially Milwaukee, dude.
They can't help it.
Yo, this is crazy, man. Dude say he looked like
they was in the basement doing home workouts. That's what B2K was doing all this time. Home workouts in that basement.
Hey, they was like, we're going to be ready for this versus. They started preparing since the pandemic.
Coronavirus, boy.
But and they were the reason that the verses happened, because I think Lil Fizz was like, yeah, we pound for pound, we don't win, blah, blah, blah. Pound for pound, they won both ways, literally, and music. No, let me stop. That ain't funny.
Damn.
Let me stop. But
look, we're going to take a break. Look at Discover. Support local businesses in our community. Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to the Truth in the Morning Show. And Bailey... Truth in the Morning Show with Home or Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on the Truth in the Morning Show with Home or Blow. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. We're going to step away, but we're not going. Hot topics are next, and I got some things to get off my chest. Lunch break. We'll be right back.
Don't matter, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Man, that song always get me geeked up. But you know what else gets me geeked up? Life just being better. And life is better with American Family Insurance. Because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's why what it's all about. Not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and your dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at mfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth.
Ooh. Welcome back, y'all. We had the lunch break with Ray and Shannon. I'm just filling in for Ray.
Hey.
I'm a non.
Non.
Filling in. He's filled in for me. I filled in for him. And we've been doing the most today. The most. We're about to keep it going with these hot topics. I don't really have many, many hot topics, but we're going to hit this chat for a minute. How about we just hot topic the chats? Let's see.
Let's hear it. What are they talking about over there?
When we go from the top or when we go from the bottom?
You gotta start from you gotta start from far back, because they've probably been waiting for you to read they comments.
Dude,
look,
they
probably had things to say.
They've been
going crazy.
Yeah, it goes. Somebody said something about fried apple pie. That was us. Collector's Rain said, "What's up? Gosh dang, Shannon and Manon, like Manon." Biko said, "Benjamin Banneker." So Benjamin Banneker was the answer. DVJ73. I'm just call him DV. I'm just say DVJ. Speaking of the lunch break, these fried apple pies from McDonald's are just like before. Got two of them. Oh, I just got those coupons too. But I'm not gonna do it.
Were they not fried before?
I think when you were growing up, they changed the recipe. But when I was growing up, I know they were banging. I think they were like the original. Yeah.
Checkers, I think that got better apple pies.
Somebody look that up. If you could look it up and post a before and after photo from 1978.
Jeez.
Calm down,
they had
y'all.
Pictures back then. No,
right? I didn't know they had cameras. Is it going to be black and white?
They have Polaroids. They have Polaroids, man. Shoot, you just take a picture.
It's going to be a Picasso painting of an apple pie.
All right.
Bruh.
A charcoal drawing.
A cave sketch.
Good.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. man. Let me get back to the chat.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you get back. I'm sorry. My bad.
Bragging on how old I am.
I'm fooling around.
I ain't even the oldest person in the Truth Nation family.
Right. look.
The third oldest. I bet my phone blowing up. Nah, you're not old. Yes, I am.
You're not old. I'm just joking. I'm joking around.
Oh, my gosh. No, y'all keep going now. Just go ahead. Just ooh-wee. All my life, I had to fight. Okay. DV says, Al, peace and blessings. The Truth said, fried apple pie is crazy. Strawberry by Patrick says, that was crazy time, though. I caught crypto back then and haven't drank tap water since. Yeah, I haven't drank tap water since either. Drinking that tap water, boy, you in trouble. You get tapped out. The super main reason that they're
ain't gonna have to drink nothing else.
Right, you know the rest? The super main reason that they're doing all this deporting is denaturalizing of citizenship is because they know the white people are going to be a minority in this country in about 20 years. They already are the minority in this country. So that's a wrap. Last verses I watched was the Lox one. That was cold. Did you see the Lox? Did you see the Lox, Shannon?
I did not. This is the first verses I got to watch, like, what? Live. Because I told you all these apps confuse me and I give up easily. I was like, you know what? I'm not trying to figure this out. Bye.
How you gonna be so accomplished in everything else? You just give up on the apps that are close. That are
real. You know how to work TikTok.
It's too much already going on. That's the problem.
Zach
said because that's the problem. It's like I'm excelling in everything else. I don't even got room to figure out apps. Okay. That's what's going on. I'm like, you know what? This is where I draw the line. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough, man. That's crazy. So the Lox, you gotta do the Lox. The Lox one was cold. I wish we had footage of that. Jasmine West says, hey y'all, Pretty Ricky. Biko said, who is Pretty Ricky? DV says, stand up comedy. Where is he at? Stand up comedy versus would be, yeah, that would be cool. Imagine Paul Mooney. I wouldn't put my money on Paul Mooney at all. Jasmine West said, Milwaukee be ripping. Biko gave the eyes. Baybar said, I'm here. DV said, side question for Shannon. How do you think you'd fare if you were in the Big Brother house? Would you even do it? I think, come on, DV.
I want to know how she would do if she was on Love Island. That's what I want to know.
Dude, I'm so upset. Why did one of the producers reach out to me right before this season?
What?
Like, I'm so upset. I fumbled bad.
You fumbled the Love Island?
I'm not a liar. I fumbled the Love Island because I don't like to lie.
So then you ain't gonna do good on Big Brother. That's all about it.
I wouldn't. I was stuck because I'd be telling the truth. But being truthful, honest, and like genuine, it works for me. Because the right people, they'd be like, that's a real person. I want to say that's a real, but bleep, bleep. But anyways, that's what they'd be
that's
like.
A down
and then
chick.
I'd be getting the right people on my, I'd be getting the right people on my side. Like, I'm around people that, like, don't play about me. You know what I'm saying? Because they know how genuine I am. But, I fumbled because I've been on reality TV before, and a lot of these producers don't like when you've been on reality already. And one of my homeboys told me that, like, hey, if anything, don't ever say you've done reality before. We having the conversation. She's like, can you be in Fiji? You got your passport, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. We having the whole thing. Damn. She's like, last question. Fiji. Have you ever been on reality TV? That's where they record.
Damn.
And I was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, well, all right. We'll see what we can do. Bye. I was like, dang.
We got a problem.
What show are you on?
I don't know. I was on MTV Ghosted. So it's not even on anymore. Like, this was like 2020. Like, it's not even a thing anymore.
What?
Is it on streaming?
I was.
Zach is
you
about to pull
find
it up.
It probably, yeah. It used to be
click 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 click.
But it used to be before. What was it? It was before. What was it? Catfish. It used to come on before Catfish.
Oh, remember that? I remember that.
Yeah. Whoa. Back in the day, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're. So yeah. You're not as old as I am, so I definitely remember from front to back. That side.
Bruh.
But yeah, so I don't know how I would fare in Big Brother house. What I do feel like though is like the games people be playing on them reality TV shows, I wouldn't fare well because don't play with me. Like,
yeah,
all that baddie stuff, period. Getting drunk and tussling, I would end up in jail.
Yeah,
that I would just be in jail. I'm not gonna fight you every day.
Milwaukee people don't really do well in those types of situations.
You're going to jail.
Yes, exactly.
Because I'm not play tussling with nobody. Look, somebody's going down and I'm calling my cousins.
Yes. Yes, please. Hey, look. And you got plenty of cousins. You probably got plenty of cousins. Like, as your new brother, like, I'd be like, dude, see? Leave Shannon alone. Because we about to get busy.
Listen.
Man.
I'm telling you.
It's a wrap.
Man.
Listen, this was lunch was break. Fun. This was dang sure fun. We got to do this again. So, just to recap, we talked about the $16 million in the cesspool. We talked about Pretty Ricky and B2K basement to the roof. They handled their business. Pretty Ricky handled their business. They beat them up, you know, put them in the pool with the sharks. But yeah, they came in, but they came out looking like there's the apple pies right there. They came out look that is the before and after. But they came out looking like red tampons. I mean, this was a whole show. Shannon, any last words? Take us out.
Man, this was fun. Make sure you guys follow us on Facebook and Instagram. The Lunch Break can be found on Facebook specifically at The Lunch Break. Make sure you follow us. We're almost to 500 followers. Join our community.
Damn.
Tap in with us. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the things that may be Shannon. And Manana Nan is up next, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah.